Just 2 years ago, the Park City School Board approved a $4.5 million tax increase. That was following a period of cuts made to a budget that had spiraled out of control. Now, just 2 years later, the board unanimously approved a $3 million tax increase that will ultimately be approved at a Truth in Taxation hearing in August. Well, this year's budget doesn't need the increase to balance it. Next year's budget does. With no provisions made for student growth in the 2014 budget, the district will come up short for next year. Couple that with a projected 14% increase in health costs for district employees, 8% increase in retirement costs, and the need for extra teachers to handle more projected growth. And the deficiencies start to make sense. With no significant cuts to programs or staffing district-wide, even a $3 million tax increase could be seen as paltry. The school board and business manager Todd Hauber explained that the tax increase through the board local levy is due in part to what it costs to accept a new student into the district. Last year, the district experienced a 4.6% growth, or about 200 new students. For next year, it projects about 110 new students coming into the district. It costs about $10,000 per student per year. With the state supplying just about $2,800 per student, it leaves the district some $7,000 per student to pay. Last year, that student growth was simply absorbed by the district and not accounted for in a projected budget. The student growth this year and projected growth for next year amounts to a net expense to the district of over $2.2 million. Add in the 22% increase between health costs and retirement, more teachers to accommodate new students so that the class sizes don't bulge, and salary increases for endorsement, steps in salary, and pretty soon the $3 million increase is explained. The budget hearing drew public comment from just one person, Julie Eihausen, who called on the school board and the business manager to go over the budget line by line and see where the fat could be trimmed to avoid the cycle of every other year tax increases.
We just had a over $4 million tax increase 2 years ago. With this additional proposed increase, that equals over $7 million in tax increases in about 3 years. A bond is most likely coming for repairs or a rebuild of Treasure Mountain Junior High. This board is considering that it is reasonable to ask our community for over $4 million tax increase in 2012, additional $3 million tax increase in 2014, a potential $30 to $35 million bond for Treasure Mountain in 2015-16. All the while, adding administration at the district level, cutting principal funds at the sites, and not doing a complete review of our existing budget, line by line. $76 here, $100 there, and before you know it, our taxes are going to be almost doubled.
That's Julie Eihausen. The Truth in Taxation hearing will take place the third week in August. Specific dates and times are set by the state. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.